Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology-agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Workday is one of the hottest and most common systems that are used in the world of HR, financials, and enterprise technologies. But there's a number of reasons why you should not implement Workday, and that's what I'm going to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. And as I mentioned, Workday is one of the fastest growing, hottest enterprise technologies in the space, especially if you're looking for technology that can automate your HR capabilities, human capital management, financials, et cetera. Workday is a great option. There's a number of strengths and weaknesses to the product, just like any product out there. But because it's such a hot product right now, there tends to be a myopic view on the strengths of the product. So what I want to do today is talk about the things and the reasons why you should consider not implementing Workday for your organization. Now, before I jump into the reasons why you should not implement Workday, let's talk about some of the strengths. And for more detail on the strengths, by the way, I have a review on my YouTube channel. It's a review of Workday that goes through the pros and the cons, the strengths, the weaknesses in a bit more detail, but I'll summarize some of those strengths here. Some of the strengths include the fact that it's built for HR and human capital management. So if you are a people-oriented organization or you're labor-intensive and you focus heavily on resource management, Workday can be a great option. And if you're a financially driven organization and financials and accounting is very important to you, Workday can be a great option. Workday is also a native SaaS solution or software as a service, which means it was built in the cloud, is built for the cloud. They're not playing the game of trying to catch up by moving their on-premise system to the cloud like a lot of their competitors are. So Workday has a lot more cloud maturity than some of their competitors. And finally, Workday has done a phenomenal job of building out their ecosystem of implementation partners, consultants, and others that specialize in Workday. So you have a lot of strengths to work with. And again, if you listen to these strengths, you may think, well, what's the problem? Workday sounds like a perfect fit for me, and it very well may be, but you still want to think about what are those weaknesses, not only because it may influence your decision, but also because you need to know these risks and need to understand them so that you can navigate the risks throughout your implementation if you do decide to move forward with Workday. Now, one of the biggest weaknesses of Workday and one of the biggest reasons why you might consider not implementing Workday is because it has fairly limited functionality when you look at other ERP or enterprise-wide technologies. So in other words, Workday is focused on human capital management and financials. Those are the two main areas that the product focuses on. I think that's changing over time. They're continuing to expand their capabilities and functionality. For example, they started purely as an HR technology provider, and then they eventually expanded into financials. And I suspect they'll continue to expand that functionality over time. But for the time being, at the time I'm recording this video, there are some functional deficiencies that Workday does not address. For example, if you're looking for very robust inventory management, warehouse management, manufacturing, CRM, all the different other components that an organization typically needs, Workday doesn't do those things, or it doesn't do it well. You can certainly integrate Workday to other systems that can do those things, and that's not a terrible thing, but that may lead you down a path of looking at other enterprise-wide technologies that can do what Workday can do, but can also do some other things that fit other needs of your organization as well. So that's the biggest thing to consider, is the limited functionality and capabilities of Workday when compared to other ERP systems in the marketplace like SAP S/4HANA, Oracle Cloud, or Microsoft Dynamics 365, for example.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Another weakness or risk with Workday implementations is that the total cost of ownership for Workday implementations tends to be a bit higher than most organizations and most of their customers expect. There's ongoing subscription costs that add up and escalate over time. The implementation costs oftentimes exceed what's expected, and I'm going to come back to that point later in this video. You also have other integration costs, integrating Workday to other systems that you might need. For example, if you need to tie your payroll information to another financial system, or if you need Workday financials to integrate to other reporting capabilities or manufacturing, distribution, warehouse management, whatever the case may be, that can create some challenges and complexities and cost that organizations oftentimes aren't prepared for. So these higher costs that we often see with Workday customers is something that you should absolutely be aware of as you consider Workday relative to other options in the marketplace. Now, in addition to some of the risks I've already talked about, probably the biggest risk is the implementation risk that comes with Workday implementations. I already talked about some of the technical risks of trying to integrate Workday to other systems, whether it be your manufacturing systems or your warehouse management, your procurement, whatever the case may be, other systems that you need to run your business. Trying to integrate those to Workday can create a lot of complexities that organizations oftentimes aren't prepared for. But in addition to that, there's a number of other risks to consider as it relates to implementation. I mentioned before how the ecosystem has grown tremendously, and Workday has built a very nice ecosystem of a lot of different partners, a lot of different consultants, and the product itself is very successful. The adoption rate is increasing, their market share, their revenue continues to increase over time, which is a good thing. That's a sign of a healthy organization. But what we're seeing it do is it's creating a tremendous strain on Workday resources. Because demand is so high, it can be hard to find good Workday resources. And so at the very least, this can increase the cost and or the time duration of your Workday implementation. And that's something to be aware of as well. Compared to other software sales channels in the industry, I'd say Workday is a lot more aggressive in their sales tactics, which isn't on its own a terrible thing, except that it mismanages expectations and it results in a overselling dynamic where sales reps, Workday themselves, and other implementation partners are overselling the capabilities and mismanaging the expectations of their customers in the name of getting a sale. And we see that across all different types of software vendors, but even more so in the Workday ecosystem. Workday has brought on so many different implementation partners within their ecosystem that the quality of resources is not even. They've done a good job building that ecosystem on one hand. On the other hand, they've built it so fast that they haven't done a good job of keeping a good handle on the quality of resources and ensuring that all of their implementations are successful, which leads to another point, which is the failure rate of Workday implementations tends to be creeping upward from what we see in our expert witness practice and our project recovery practice of our company. So we're seeing more and more Workday implementation failures, partly because their market share is increasing and there's just more implementations out there, but also because there's more strained and troubled implementations as a result of some of the dynamics I've mentioned here today. And then finally, one of the big implementation risks we see is the relative rigidity of Workday because it's a SaaS product built in the cloud, built for the cloud, which is generally a good thing, but it makes it more difficult to change the software to fit your needs. So if you have super specific HR needs or financial reporting needs, you're probably going to either have to try changing the software if you can, or if you can't, then you've got to make the tough decision of, do we change our business to water down our capabilities to fit what the limitations of Workday are, or do we go find a third-party system to bolt on to Workday, which creates a whole other host of risks and challenges. So whatever the case may be, you want to make sure you recognize all these implementation challenges and risks and are prepared to overcome them. So while I've covered a lot of different risks for Workday implementations here today, all is not lost. I'm not suggesting that you necessarily throw out Workday, get it off your short list, don't even consider it. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you should be aware of these risks because they're very real. These risks can be mitigated. They might influence your decision. You might end up choosing a different software solution because, all things being equal, your other option or options don't have some of these risks that we have here today. But it may be that you decide that we're going to stick with Workday. But at the very least, I hope this has given you some things to think about in terms of mitigating the risk. You can mitigate most of the risks I've talked about here today if you're prepared for it And some organizations are going to find that these risks I've talked about are more important to them than other organizations that might be listening in on this video. So for more information about Workday, about risk mitigation, and about digital transformation in general, I encourage you to download our digital transformation report, which includes a number of best practices, independent software reviews, including Workday and other enterprise software technologies available in the marketplace, and also include just general lessons and tips for your digital transformation. I've also included a number of resources below, or links to a number of resources below, that are meant to help you through your digital transformation journey. So I encourage you to please check out the links in the description field of this video. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.